Right now, it's time to bring in Adam Bradshaw of the PGA of America. Adam is the program director for the PGA Trade-In Network. It's a new service offered at PGA.com. It's basically a value guide, so you can find out what your used clubs are worth in case you want to try to trade them in or sell them for cash. And Adam joins us right now. Good morning, Adam. Thanks for joining us today and spending a couple of minutes.
Good morning, Russ. Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. So give us an idea for what this is all about. You're the program director for the PGA Trade-In Network. It offers fair, accurate values on a consistent basis. Is this for golfers who want to sell their clubs, or is this for pro shops who want to buy the clubs, or is it basically for both parties?
Yeah, it's just a little bit of everything. Essentially, what we've done for the golf equipment market is try to make it as efficient as the automobile market, where there are value standards that most constituents trust, like Kelley Blue Book and Edmunds.com. We came up with the PGA.com value guide, and it derives its values from marketplace data from the eBay marketplace. And the eBay marketplace is actually the largest marketplace for used golf clubs in the world, so it's a good source for this type of data, and it allows us to publish fair market trade-in and resale values for 55 brands and over 5,000 models of golf clubs. So consumers use this, obviously, to look up what their stuff is worth, and the average consumer, avid golfer, has actually hundreds of dollars worth of stuff in their closet that's just sitting there, you know, not doing anything for them. They can look up the value, and then we also provide a list of PGA-staffed facilities where they can go. They're called authorized PGA Trade-In Network facilities. They can go and trade in their clubs and hopefully get into something new with more technology and more affordably.
Adam, can people trading in their clubs, can they expect to get 100% of the value, or will there be some kind of markdown when they trade them in? You know, because I would assume if a club is worth, say, $100, when they're trading it in, whoever takes that club is going to be able to sell it for $100. So I don't know that they would give them $100 for that club. They might give them something less. Do you anticipate people trading it in getting something less than 100% value?
You know, it ranges, because ultimately the retailer or the PGA golf shop that you go to, it's completely their choice of what they want to give to the consumer for trade-in value. And, that particular retailer may choose to resell the stuff in their shop. They might be someone who sells on eBay and they sell it online. Or we also provide to PGA professionals, we provide a back-end liquidation service to them, where we guarantee them a value from the value guide if they choose to just liquidate the clubs to us. There is no guarantee to the consumer specifically what value they might get from a retailer that they go to, but at least if there's a value guide available, then it kind of levels the playing field with retailers and consumers and kind of makes that trade-in transaction a little easier.
Adam Bradshaw and his dog joining us here on Golf Exchange.
Yeah, I apologize for that.
No, don't worry about it. I have a dog, too. I'm a dog lover. It's all good. Okay. Adam Bradshaw from the PGA of America, program director for the PGA Trade-In Network, joining us here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans with you. It offers a fair, accurate value on a consistent basis for over 3,000 club models and over 50 manufacturers. You can go online and check this out at PGA.com. Now, you know, I used to collect baseball cards. I realized that there were ratings for condition of cards, and I would assume it's the same for golf clubs. Mint, near mint, good, fair. Are there different ratings based on what condition the club is in?
Yeah, there's certainly a condition and value equation there. There isn't really a national standard for what you call good and what I call good. There are some assumptions you can make about, you know, the general condition of a club and its value. We tend to think that the values in the value guide are kind of the mid-range and mid-condition. Anything that is damaged or anything that's going to affect the playability of a club, we actually consider that to have no value. But certainly condition affects value, and again, that's where when you go to a retailer, they might look at what you have and you know, build their own opinion about the condition and therefore value of the clubs.
So you can go online, PGA.com. It's the value guide offering fair and accurate values on over 3,000 club models and over 50 manufacturers. I didn't realize there were over 50 different club manufacturers in the world, but I guess there are. Adam, give a listener an idea. How do they take advantage of this? They go online. What exactly should they do when they're getting ready to sell or trade in their clubs?
Well, you should just go to PGA.com, and the equipment channel on PGA.com is the PGA.com value guide. Start by looking up what your stuff is worth. You'll be hard-pressed to not find what you have, unless, of course, you know, your club still has a hickory shaft or it's really whatever it is. But most of the stuff will be in there. So look up what your stuff is worth. I bet you'd be surprised that it actually has value. And then you have a couple options. You can either choose to trade in online through the website, where we can provide you shipping labels and things like that to send your clubs into us. And then we'll issue you a PGA gift certificate where you can spend it at over 6,000 PGA-staffed retailers. Few people do that, but most people, you can actually look at our PGA dealer locator, if you will, find a location near you that accepts trade-ins, and go there and trade in your club, make your best deal, and hopefully purchase that new equipment that you wanted.
Nice. So it not only gives you values on what you have, but it also gives you places that you could go in your area to take advantage of whatever your used clubs are worth. So it's a great service by the PGA of America. Go on PGA.com and look up the value guide. You find out how much those clubs in the garage that you never use anymore are worth, so you can get the new technology, whatever you want, the new hybrids out there, or the square-headed drivers, whatever it is that you want. Take advantage of the value guide on PGA.com. Adam Bradshaw has been our guest. He's the program director for this PGA Trade-In Network, a smart guy, an Ivy League guy out of the University of Pennsylvania. Adam, thanks a lot for joining us today, man. Have a great Sunday.
Thanks a lot, Russ. Take care.
All right, there he is, Adam Bradshaw, joining us on the line. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans with you. He's the program director for the PGA Trade-In Network. Take advantage of this, guys. If you have clubs in your garage that you're not using anymore, why not get some cash for them? You could buy new clubs or buy, hell, we know we need balls all the time. I mean, balls are a renewable source that we need very frequently because we lose them. So maybe you can just get extra cash for a dozen Pro V1s or something like that. PGA.com, and then click on the value guide button. Thanks a lot to Adam Bradshaw for joining us.